USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
SpaceX returned a crew of four to the U.S. with an early morning splashdown in the Gulf of Mexico.
We are splashed down.
The first time a U.S.-based crew has splashed down in darkness since the Apollo 8 moonshot more than 50 years ago.
There are the boats starting to chase after Dragon.
The Dragon capsule parachuted into the Gulf off the coast of Panama City, Florida, just before 3 a.m., ending the second astronaut flight for Elon Musk's company. It was an express trip home lasting 6.5 hours. Police near Green Bay, Wisconsin, says a suspect shot and killed two people inside a restaurant at a casino before he was shot and killed by police last night in what appears to be a targeted attack. Investigators believe the gunman was seeking a specific person he was angry at who was not there. The shooter reportedly shooting at some of the intended victim's friends or coworkers. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The race to replace a Texas congressman who died from COVID-19 will go to a runoff.
A special election in Texas's 6th congressional district will head to a runoff. 23 candidates were vying to replace Representative Ron Wright, who passed away in February after contracting COVID-19. Wright's widow, Susan Wright, was the top vote getter on Saturday. She had received an endorsement from former President Donald Trump in the homestretch of the race. She'll face fellow Republican and member of the Texas House of Representatives, Jake Elzey, in a runoff election, the date of which will be announced soon. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Authorities believe a woman walking her dogs in Colorado was attacked by a bear and killed. Wildlife officials say they observed signs of consumption on the body and an abundance of bear scat and hair at the scene. A team of dogs from the U.S. Department of Agriculture searched the area and found a female black bear and two young bears nearby. The agency said they were euthanized out of an abundance of caution. There have been three confirmed fatal bear attacks in Colorado since 1971. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pakistan is restricting access along the country's borders to visitors from Afghanistan and Iran to try and control a new wave of the coronavirus. The restrictions will be in place starting Tuesday for 16 days to limit the spread of COVID-19 variants. Nigeria implementing a travel ban from India, Brazil, and Turkey due to the spread of coronavirus. Anyone not a resident or without a passport who visited the affected countries in the past 14 days will be denied entry into Nigeria starting May 4th. Indian hospitals, morgues, and crematoriums have been overwhelmed as the country has reported more than 300,000 daily cases for more than 10 days straight. The Army is severely punishing leaders at Fort Hood after an investigation shows massive failures in investigating the death of Specialist Vanessa Guillen. Wendy King reports from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The Army says it's disciplined 21 officers and non-commissioned soldiers, including the firing of 8 commanders after the death of Vanessa Guillen. She was killed in Fort Hood, Texas last year. They did acknowledge she was being sexually harassed. Federal investigators say that Guillen was working at an armory last April when Specialist Aaron Robinson, who actually wasn't sexually harassing her, beat her to death. He's believed to have later dismembered and burned her remains. They were found 2 months after she died. The investigation also found a series of missteps that allowed Robinson to escape. When he was confronted by police after her remains were found, he shot himself.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.